here with Weymouth Fire Department Lieutenant Jay Bailey, and he is a longtime firefighter in Weymouth. He joined the department back in December of 2004. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you know, we were talking a little bit off air about things that you folks go through, and of course, being in the news department, we see things with you folks, with firefighters, police, first responders. You get to see the best and the worst of humanity, and that has got to be a stressful job. Handling that job, I think, would be difficult for anybody. So we were going to talk a little bit about how do you deal with that? How do you deal with the mental output that something like that takes to deal with some of the traumatic situations that you're in? That's a tough spot to be in.
Thank you very much for recognizing that. I agree with you. It can be a tough spot to be in. It's also the only job that I would ever want to do, or that I ever have wanted to do, and most of my peers feel the same way. In my case, the way I deal with it, I just came back from a trauma retreat. I interact with other first responders that are also working on their own trauma, and being able to understand one another, relate to those experiences, is helpful. But that's not where the culture's at, and we're looking to hopefully bring the culture up to speed, where that's more of a baseline or a norm within our culture than taking those problems into a bar room or taking them home and simply not enjoying your children's activities or other things that you want to.
So when you're saying it's a cultural thing, and maybe it's kind of been ingrained with a very old department that's been around for a long time, very, very long and very respected, you know, here's the way we did it 30 years ago. We went out and handled XYZ situation, which may have been traumatic, but then you came back and you sucked it up and you dealt with whatever fallout there was with your people. Now you're thinking, well, there might be a better way to do it. There might be a better way to do it. We'll still deal with all the trauma, but maybe we need a little bit of an outlet so we can continue to do our job. Am I right to categorize it like that?
Yes, ma'am. Very well put. Basically, the science and math of the human condition is in. We do know that there's a better way. That's not really the question. The question is how we develop this conversation and get the culture to have some progress towards reaching out for help without fear of being hurt by the administration. And I say that not as an attack on the administration. It's that they need to develop and be educated about trauma themselves. So we need an overlapping growth at the moment, in my opinion. And this legislation helps with that.
Right, and there's a couple of things. There's Senate Bill 1691 and House Bill 2726. They're both in committee. Now, both of these bills would allow emergency first responders who experience trauma on duty to access disability benefits. How can trauma or PTSD impact job performance? I can see it must be a number of ways.
Another great question. So most of us have had the experience of at least a moderate car accident or the fear of a bad one. That moment where you hit the brakes, if you're a parent, maybe you throw your arm in front of your child, your heart drops. You have this swing emotionally. You're in an entirely different state rapidly. Now, please imagine that happens when you're at your child's and somebody's trying to ask you a normal question, or God forbid you're in a very silent place, like a line at a bank. You know, I'm glad those don't exist like they used to. And you get caught in one of those moments. Now imagine that you're trying to perform technical skills on the side of the road after a bad car accident or a rollover, and you're more experienced, you're well qualified, but you have to do it through that moment before a car accident. That's not good. And it's my suggestion that we don't carry on like that, that we treat this trauma. And it's not that we'll be getting rid of people that can no longer do the job. We'll be taking the most experienced, most capable members of our community that want to serve selflessly, and we'll be treating them properly.
Do you find that there are some changes? I know they launched that Heroes Need Heroes 2 campaign. Do you think that's helped the conversation? And do you think that there is an opening where thinking, well, maybe this is a new way to look at this situation, and this is a good way to do it? Do you see a little bit of an opening there?
I see more than a little bit of an opening, ma'am. Like most people that are trying to get big things done, we're frustrated with where we're at, but it wouldn't be fair to not recognize the progress that has taken place. It was difficult to get the conversations going, but once going, everybody seems to be on the same page of support.
That's excellent. If somebody you know is struggling, like a firefighter, first responder, and hears this, what kind of a message do you have for them?
Go to my Facebook page, send me a message, call another veteran, call a vet center. If you're a first responder without military service, reach out to your department, reach out to the PFFM or your state level if you're a cop. Come walk the dog with me, and I'll point you to some good resources, whether it's, you know, On-Site Academy or one of these other trauma and treatment centers in Mass.
What's your Facebook page?
Jay Bailey. I'm just Jay Bailey on Facebook.
Okay, and it's J-A-Y, not initial J. J-A-Y.
Yes, ma'am. J-A-Y-B-A-I-L-E-Y. And we've been promoting most of the campaign through there because we didn't know how to run a campaign when we started.
Well, it looks like you're doing a good job. Now, back in July, we talked with Weymouth Fire Lieutenant Kevin McNiff.
Yes, ma'am.
He said that some studies indicate that 20% of first responders experience PTSD at some point in their careers. Do you think that's an accurate representation? Do you think the number's higher?
I think that it is actual representation in context with where the conversation about trauma is and where our broad understanding is. I think that it's a tremendously low number if we're trying to get to any real truth, and I don't think that can be argued. When someone has a significant interaction with trauma, that's going to change them. That they're going to, not necessarily for the negative, not always for the negative, but when you have a significant interaction with trauma, you're walking away slightly different. When you interact with trauma on behalf of your community as a career, you're certainly going to carry it. And then we cope in different ways. So what happens is most of us end up being a little bit less of a person than we're capable of being. At best. And then the other ones you read about in the paper.
Right. And are you folks working on any kind of, I know you've got a Facebook page. You're working on a website, too, where people can find out more about this issue?
Yes, ma'am. Well, we've been recently endorsed by the PFFM, which we're so grateful for. They represent over 200 community fire departments in the Commonwealth of Mass, bring with them state legislators. And you know, those guys are just incredible, the experience that they bring, and they're helping us to grow into a more mature campaign, which will probably include a place like a website or a specific Facebook page where people can go to get more dedicated information.
But right now, call your local state rep and your state senator and tell them you want them to support Senate Bill 1691 and House Bill 2726, both bills currently in community that would help emergency first responders.
But yes, ma'am. We would encourage everybody to do that. I promise that it does matter, and we'll be going around and talking to them all one by one.
Anything else you want to mention that I didn't get a chance to ask you about that you think people should know about this campaign?
No, there's nothing else specific. I just want to really thank you for having me in here and giving me this platform so we can reach more people. I'm really grateful for it. We are really grateful for it on behalf of the Members Assistance Program of Local 1616. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome in the station. You know, we see what you folks do. We're, you know, the police and fire, again, you see the best and the worst of humanity. It's a lot to deal with. I hope we can get you back on again. Give us an update.
Yes, ma'am.
And again, thank you. That's Weymouth Fire Lieutenant Jay Bailey. We're going to put this interview up online, too, so people can listen as well. I'm Christine James, sending it back to Dan McCready right here, 95.9 WATD.